Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Was That TMI? First episode of the season. I don't know why I'm like actually terrified right now. I'm so scared. We're in a studio, but it's not a studio. That's the whole prank of this whole entire thing. If you've watched Was That TMI since the beginning, we've done it literally out of anywhere. I'm pretty sure I filmed an episode on the fucking toilet before, and I kind of just got sick of it. I kind of was like, okay, I need somewhere where I can just go sit down, talk about my thoughts, and not have to fucking like take an hour to set everything up in my car and then wait 30 minutes for my car to cool down. Like, I'm just gonna get something and say fuck it. Ironically, I think like 3 episodes ago, I was talking about how I cannot focus on the podcast at this time of my life, and I'm gonna be taking a step back and like take a break. And here we are about a month later. I wanted wherever I got a studio to be like comfy, cozy. A lot of agencies I would talk to would tell me all the time, they'd be like, you should probably move somewhere where it's more convenient for if you want to have guests on and things like that. Anytime they'd put my ass in a studio, I mean, they wouldn't put me there, I would do it. Like, I would say I would do it. I fucking could not handle, like, it's almost pressure. I feel like I'm like sitting in a chair and I'm holding a mic and I'm like, okay, there's 5 fucking lights actually blinding me right now, and I'm supposed to interview this person and act normal. I can't do it. I just could not do it. Basically, to give you guys a rundown, if you don't know, I'm Sadie. I'm 20 years old, recently single for the first time in like what feels like a year. And people say in your 20s, you're trying to figure out life and it gets hard. And I always was like, what is anyone talking about? Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Why does people say like, oh, the depression in your 20s is real? Yeah, what the fuck? Like, people were telling me once you hit 20, you're going to be like, whoa. And I was like, that's such bullshit. Like, no, I'm not. Whoa, what the fuck, guys? Like, I've done YouTube since I was 16. Most of you know that. Actually, before then even. And so now just being like almost in adult mode and trying to figure out my every next move feels literally impossible. So I'm kind of just like, fuck it, I don't need to. And that's what I want this podcast to be, just like a safe space to talk about literally anything. I mean, you guys know Was That TMI. If you've been watching, it's literally, I come on here and I just talk shit about myself, about not really other people, but just, I just talk about how life's, you know, what you make it, and you just gotta have fun and enjoy it. And that's what we're doing. New era for Sadie. Totally in a new era right now. I feel like myself. I feel a little bit scared of my future. I feel like we're gonna have a lot of fucking fun on here. So let's enjoy the ride. I'm excited. Just drop my phone. Okay, y'all. Anyways, as you know, episodes, they're not really laid out in a certain way. I feel like a lot of podcast shows, they have their things laid out in a certain way. I never do. I kind of just get on here and my ADHD kicks in and I somehow talk for 40 minutes. But I kind of want to have a little bit of format. Let me know what you guys think. You guys might be like, no, don't. I kind of want to have a little bit of format though. This is the bed of my suit. Oh, we have a pet in here. It's a moth on the ceiling. So this is, if you're not watching this episode and you're listening, hi, how are you? You should come watch actually this episode because you're going to want to. The studio is a trailer. I got a trailer and it's, you know, I was like, I'm just going to get a trailer. I don't really need a lot in it, but I just need a little bit of space to record each episode. But then I was like, wait, let's have a little bit of fun. We have 2 chairs in here. And then we have like a little dinette set. We do have a kitchen that I probably will never use because God knows I'll never be the wife that cooks in the family. And then we do have this, like, this is a couch, but we made it into like a little bed. This is perfect for my hangover talks. Every weekend I normally am doing something and I want to either come back here and sit down here and tell you guys about it, or if I'm with people where they are, I'm going to make everyone sit down in a circle and talk about the night we had, because those are the funniest fucking conversations and I want you guys to be a part of them. So I want to kind of have this as like the hungover section, the therapy section of the studio. I don't fucking know what I'm saying, but I just want this to be like the therapy session, whatever. And then we have these 2 chairs behind you guys. I kind of want that to be where we do like question time in the episode. So if we're doing, or if I have a guest, I'm probably won't have any guests ever come here because I live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. But just like question time at the end of the episode, I'm going to do in these 2 chairs over here. And then we have this dinette. I don't know what I'm going to do with this dinette. Maybe sometimes I'll film an episode over there every once in a while. I don't really know. I'm kind of just like, you know, I'm going to go with the flow, but I do want to use all this space throughout episodes. So I will say, if you're a listener and you want to become a watcher, I would maybe start watching, but I want it to be both. So if you're an audio person, you don't want to watch me sit and talk, you guys can totally do audio as well. I'm going to make it work for both. But then there also is a bedroom that I probably will never use. I don't know. This trailer is fucking big. I want to go on a college tour next fall. I'm like, this is my space. This is going to come with me. Actually, nowhere, but maybe on that college tour. This is where my ADHD kicks in and I start talking about fucking nonsense. Anyways, every episode I do want to do a little mental checkup and a life update for you guys. So let's see what I wrote down in my notes. I wrote this like a week ago. Okay, guys, recently, the past week, I would say something I've done is I'm trying to learn to know my worth. I've talked about before, and this is just, I feel like, it's not a hard thing when you're a nice person, but something about being too nice of a person will kill you. Like when I worry, I will beat myself up in order to lift others. Like I'll let myself go through hell for someone else to feel good. It's weird. And it's like, I'm always worried about people, not what they think of me, but them having the wrong perception of me or like concept. And that's something my dad told me the other day. He goes, you worrying about how people are going to perceive things that you do or perceive the way you act or things you say, even if they don't come off in a harmful way, but someone might perceive it differently than you are or other people are. And if that's negative, you can't control that. And it's not your job to go and fix everyone's perception of you. And I was like, that's so true. And I feel like I almost let it play into sometimes my own worth. Like I almost let the worriness of others taking things the wrong way from me beat me down and make me feel like I'm stupid or like I shouldn't say anything at all. Fuck that shit. Like I think knowing your worth, knowing who you are, having confidence in who you are and not letting anyone else say shit is so big. Actually, funny enough, I was going through my Instagram today, like my old photos on Instagram. And I was like, damn, I remember everyone in high school. I didn't have the best like high school. I have to fart so bad. Sorry. Oh, I ate so much rice pilaf. I'm going to have to unbutton these. I might have to take a potty break.
Okay.
In high school, I remember I wanted to be Alexis Ren so fucking bad. Like so fucking bad. I wanted to be Alexis Ren. And I started taking bathing suit pictures all the time, like bikini pictures. If I have something in my teeth, I'm gonna fucking be so mad because I just remembered I ate that rice. I might, whatever. I wanted to be Alexis Ren so bad. And do you guys see my ADHD? Like I'm looking at this moth now and I'm thinking about the moth. Anyways, Alexis Ren, you got a lot of name drops in this episode. I wanted to be Alexis Ren so bad. Started posting up so many bathing suit pictures. I remember people in my family had things to say about it. These weren't even like slutty pictures. These were literally me like holding a mango, like cute little Tumblr girl looking fucking ass. And so I remember I was posting all these bathing suit pictures and I would like go take, I remember I went to the beach with one of my neighbors who I grew up with, who never judged me. Love you, Bella. You're my ride or die for life. I went to the beach with her and we like would do photo shoots every day. I was getting all of these bikini pictures because I was posting them on Instagram. Social media wasn't as normalized as it was when I was in high school. Like if you were gonna try and go post on TikTok and stuff, like people thought you were fucking weird unless it was like you were making it a joke. I don't know. Not taking it seriously. And so me like being on Instagram actually like posting these pictures, everyone was kind of like, the fuck? Like what? And I remember sometimes people would say to me, why is your Instagram only you? Or they'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you posting so many bathing suit pictures? Like, what are you trying to be? And I just perceived it and was doing it because it was like cute and fun. And I wanted my Instagram to look beachy while all these other fucking bitches are like, who the fuck does she think she is? Bruh, when I started like doing this in high school and you guys started watching, those same people were like, what the fuck? I mean, some people were nice, but anyways, I'm like, why was I worried about how they were fucking perceiving my Instagram pictures? And then I let it beat me down. I let it make me be like, fuck, like should I not do that? Like is that weird? Like is this, like I would look at my Instagram and be like, oh, like is this weird? Are people like, what the fuck? I remember even someone in my family was like, oh, let me know when you make it big and I'll be your manager. Look at me now. I'm kidding. But it was just so many people were like, what is she doing? And I let it get to me, but I never stopped. And then like, look where it got me. So that's something I'm trying to just like remind myself in my 20s and kind of getting into more of like the real world. There's people that aren't nice, and knowing your worth is so important. Like knowing who you are. Just don't let other people get in your head. Know your worth. Know who you are. You're important. Your fucking voice matters. And just know that. Like you'll know if someone's getting in your head. Like I think about that sometimes. Sometimes I look back on like old friendships or relationships and I'm like, I would literally know that that person didn't have the best interest for me, but I didn't do anything about it. And know your fucking worth. Know what people are doing when they're fucking like saying things to you. Like people don't say things like those girls in high school, like, oh, you're the only, like, why are you posting pictures of only you? They know what they're fucking doing. They know what they're doing by saying that. Like they're being rude. Ignore it. Know your worth. Okay, the next thing I actually wrote was not letting people take advantage of my kindness. It's happened time and time again, and I will feel bad and feel guilty. It's very easy to make me feel that way, and I need to stop. It absolutely is. It's very fucking easy to make me feel like I did something wrong. And there comes a point where I just go, fuck it. You can think I did something wrong. I saw this quote, and it was like, I had to turn into someone I didn't want to be in order to protect myself. And that's so true. Like, sometimes you have to fucking, not everyone's going to like you, and you have to be okay with it. Deep down, they do like you. They're just making out something in their head. I don't even know if I'm making sense, guys. And then lastly, for my mental checkup, I put putting myself first. Always putting myself first. Not in a selfish way. Put myself first in the way of I need to remember that doing what I want, just living for me and trying. I want to be a light in everyone's life. I never want to be something negative in other people's lives. And I feel like when you aren't happy, you aren't at your best, you struggle to be that light in others' lives. And that's all I want to be. All I want to do is just help people be a happy person. Yes, obviously I'll have my days. I want to keep it real. I want to keep doing my thing. And just, this is an era of, I love the word era right now. I'm just so like, this is all about me. October is all about that fucking song. In the least selfish way possible. I'm ready for, to just be Sadie and just live my life and not overthink and just do my thing. That's all I'm doing. I'm just fucking living. Like, let's literally, I just want to live. I'm just going to do my thing. And you guys are all going to do it with me. I feel like you all know me for being that person that's just like, nothing fucking matters. Do it for the plot. Just have fun. Be nice. Love people that are awesome. Like, I don't know. I lost my mindset so much on how beautiful life is and how it's all a surprise. And we just need to like enjoy it and be happy. So I'm ready and I'm excited. I love when I'm in this mindset and I'll like go on TikTok and see people being like in my Sadie era and like we're all just thriving. I don't know. I'm just so excited for like this, YouTube videos, just everything. You guys are literally my best friends. Anyways, guys, we're going to get into the weekend recap of this episode because, oh, did I have myself a weekend last weekend. Let's get into it. When I tell you this is the most ratchet setup, it is. I'm sorry. Hey, girls, guys, how are we doing? I'm doing not okay. But what the fuck is that? I'm doing okay. I got my period today. So this is a different day, by the way. This was supposed to be the rebrand of Was That TMI, and it's just, you know, I want to really rebrand it when I'm like, fuck the rebrand. Honestly, whatever. This is the rebrand because we're getting consistent. We're posting every Monday. Woo. Okay, we're excited about that. That's a step fucking forward, surprisingly. 2 years. It's okay. Has it been 2 years? Also, there's a ring light you can see right behind me, which sucks. Sorry. No offense to Dixie and Charli D'Amelio, but that thing is not the best. It's their brand. I'm sure they didn't put the bulbs in it and everything. I rewatched. So I recorded the first whole episode and then I did my hangover series and the first full episode and I rewatched it and I was like, it's literally out of focus the whole time. Like nothing can ever go right. So I deleted it and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait until I'm hungover next time. And I'm glad I did. Do you know why? Because we're about to get deep, but I think you guys need to fucking hear it. I experienced something called Sunday sadness. So obviously college life, hopefully not high school, but maybe, or just you're in your 20s, maybe not, maybe you're in your 50s, just went through a divorce and you're going out every weekend. Honestly, might be me at some point. So I'm right there with you. We experience something called Sunday scaries. When we go out, we party, and then Sunday you kind of wake up with like raging anxiety sometimes, whether that's because you're so hungover or it's because you're just like, the weekend's over, I have to go back to my life, or you're just like, fuck, I have to go back to my life and I'm about to puke in this bush, fuck, or you're like, what did I do last night and what is this video of me? It's honestly, why do we do this to ourselves? I don't fucking know. It is a good time, but like, why do we do it? And so I was, you know, you guys know me, I live in the middle of nowhere with my parents, and I was driving home and I honestly was excited to get home. I was like, yes, I can go home, podcast studio, like work on a YouTube video, chill. Like, I'm really enjoying working lately, which hasn't happened in a long time. So I'm like really here for it. And I'm just driving and I'm like, fuck, I'm sad. I'm gonna cry. I've cried too much today. I'm like, whoa, I'm sad. And then a friend of mine gives me like a text and is like, yo, I'm low-key going through it right now. Like, I don't feel good in my heart. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. No, I can't deal with this right now. Like, no way this can happen right now. For some reason, everyone's going through it right now. Like, literally fucking everyone. Not everyone. I'm sure some people are like, fuck you. I'm not. Fuck you too, okay? For some reason, a lot of people are going through it right now. And I'm one of those people. And it's coming in waves. Waves of blood, apparently. Yeah, that's so fucking gross. But I'm like, maybe it's because I'm on my period. I don't know. But I just had this wave of Sunday sadness. And I was like, I'm sad. I'm depressed. I'm not happy. I'm not a happy person right now. And I was like, I just had a good weekend. I met fun people. But there was just something fucking missing. Like, I was like, I like just don't want to think about my life right now at all. Like, I just don't want to think about my life right now. And I think this has a lot to do with my breakup, just because it's like, went from a very consistent lifestyle to then just like, boom, that's not your life anymore. And that's a whole nother fucking like 27 layers of emotions coming at me. But it's also like, I'm kind of like, okay, wait. Beginning of this episode, I'm like, I'm so excited. This was before the weekend when I filmed the first half of this episode. And I was like, I'm so fucking excited. Like, Sadie's back. I'm so excited for life. And don't get me wrong, I am. I do think it's a beautiful thing that we have no idea what's coming. But it's also fucking terrifying. And trying to push those feelings aside of change and growth and healing and just being like, I'm fine though. Like, yes, I feel like me. I'm fine. I'm doing good. When you're pushing your like actual feelings aside, you're gonna fuck yourself long run. And I feel like low key, I've done this for a while. Like, I remember even when I would go and visit one of my good friends at FSU when we were super close, or I would go visit my brother and I wouldn't tell anyone, but I would literally at the end of the night, no matter if I was fucking drunk, if I was not, I would go in the bathroom and cry. Not because I'm not grateful. I'm just like, what is my life? Like, I just overthink, which sounds like super whack. And it definitely comes, it has a lot to do with just my lifestyle. And that's living at home and traveling. Like, I travel to see everyone pretty much my personal life other than my family. Talked about that a million fucking times on here before. You guys probably like, Sadie, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear it. But I've gotten so many messages from people recently, so many, like getting really deep and like going through this like oof era. I'm getting so many, as I just like literally 20 minutes ago was like, this is my slayer. We're getting to the slay part. We're not there yet. I've had so many people message me and they're like, one, how the fuck are you dealing with your breakup? Two, how do you deal with these emotions and these overthinking and this just shit of like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Luckily, no one fucking does. Literally, no one knows what we're doing. That's why we all talk about it, because no one actually knows. Someone can sit down and be like, oh, well, I'm happy and like I do this and I do these things and I'm very happy, and they might be very happy. They still don't know what they're doing. They're just living. We're all just fucking living. We're all figuring it out as we go. We don't know what's gonna happen. And I think for me, I'm like in a race to just be okay. Like, I'm always like, I don't want to be upset anymore ever again in my life. And I'll get on these really high highs of like feeling just good. And I'm like, I'm good. I don't think I'll ever be sad again with this mindset I have. But like, you can't control that. It's just life. It's emotions. Apparently, well, it's hormones as well, obviously. I need to be patient with being okay, because I know it's all going to be okay. but it doesn't have to be great so quickly. I think I'm going through a little...
Why does saying it make me cry?
I'm just in a little umph. I'm in a little umph right now is what we're dealing with. Which I don't really know why it hit me after this past weekend, because literally the weekend before was completely alone. Like, okay, so this past weekend I went up to Bama because it was like a big Bama game. And I had a lot of fun. And like everyone I was with was super cool. I had one of my girlfriends there. And it was a fun ass weekend. But it was just when I left, I just had that like down. And I was like, what the fuck? Because the weekend before, I didn't have any friends with me. I was literally with my family and like went out by myself, fucking blacked out. Okay, long story short, so the first weekend I went to FSU, 2 weekends ago I went to FSU. Let me tell the story because it's actually funny. I go to FSU, I'm there with my family. I like last minute decided to go. My family had tickets to the game. I didn't have tickets. Cooper was going. I was like, all right, we're all just going to go. So I went, got there Friday night, went out. It was my older brother's birthday and he was going out with his friends. I was like, oh, let me come. Went out with them. The bar they were going into, you had to be 21. And I'm obviously not. So I was like, okay, I can't go. Went downtown with them though. Ubered back by myself. It was completely just alone. And I was okay. Like I was literally feeling fine. I was like, fuck yeah. This is fucking, I'm living. I'm just living life. It doesn't have to be that serious. If you don't have your friends with you one weekend, if something isn't there, you're fine. You have yourself and you have God. God was probably like, really? You have me in this Uber with you right now? But I go back to my grandparents, go to bed. I was good. I don't know if I was masking my sadness and I was like, I'm fine. But I was good. Woke up the next day, did my own thing, was literally sat at the house all day on game day when my parents went to the game, had a few drinks, was editing my video, getting ready for the night. The night I went out, I met up with some of the boys that I used to see when I would go to FSU. Went and saw one of the boys' families. They're awesome people. I was just like, oh my God, I've missed all of this so much because I haven't gone and done that stuff in a really long time. And I went out with all the boys and then I met so many of you, which is so soothing every time. Except this night, you guys were like, you're sober and you should be blackout drunk right now. And I was like, honestly, you're right. And so, yeah. That happened really quickly at this. We were all together at like the club and just I met so many of you guys and you guys are like, it's literally I meet you guys and you guys are like, we're buying you a shot. Like you need a shot. You need a shot. You deserve it. And I'm like, no. And you guys are like, nope, we're doing it. You're not. I'm like, okay. So that happens. And then some of you I meet later on in the night and I'm literally just blank. I'm just not there. You're meeting my alter ego, Chad. Someone DM'd me literally the next day and they were like, oh my God, I met you last night and told you I liked your videos and you just literally stared into my soul. And I was like, that's not good. That night was out. Then we left and I was with all the boys and one of their dads was there. Two dads were there, which was so awesome. Love the Dilfs. I love football season so much. You go back to a house and there was like a little house party going on and I just got hit by a brick and was like, oh, I'm literally so gone. Like I need to go home. And I didn't actually get hit by a brick, by the way. And so I was like, all right, I need to get the fuck home. Like I'm dead. So I start to order my Uber and then one of the Dilfs comes over. Okay. He's literally married and I love his wife. He comes over and he's like, you're not Ubering home alone. And I'm like, you're right. And then I fell asleep on the back of the golf cart and then puked off of it while they were driving me to a bed. So that was fun. I honestly woke up and was like, I'm not embarrassed at all. Like, fuck it, whatever. And then I was really embarrassed. But that was fun. I came home. I was fucking fine. Like, I was not down bad at all. Like, I came home, got on my computer, started working. And I was like, fun weekend. Like, whatever. Like, let's just work and we'll see what's next. Then this weekend, I went out. I was excited, had a fun weekend. And that Sunday sadness just poor, like, want to talk about a fucking hurricane? No, I got a tsunami of sadness and it's still going on. I'm also crying at like everything, so I don't know if it's my period fully, but Sunday sadness really creeped in and I was like, all right, I came home and I just looked at my mom. Okay, I'm not gonna cry anymore. And I just go, mom, like, I'm not good. Fuck. I hate saying I'm not okay. You know when someone's like, are you okay? And you're not, and you're like, yeah, I'm good. Totally good. Why would you ask that? I'm fucking fine. Don't ask me if I'm okay ever again. And then you're like, fuck. And then you just cry. And you're like, God, dog. That was me. I just literally bawled to my mom. And I was like, I don't know what's wrong. Talk to her. Literally, I love my family so much. Like, I fucking love them to death. And I was just like, I'm so scared of like life. Like, I just don't know what to do. What's going to happen? Like I said, we've talked about this so much on here before. And she was like, you just got to try and calm down and really take things day by day. And I woke up this morning. Actually, I went and put on Grown Ups. And that always helps me so much, putting on like a funny movie. And I feel like the reason is when you think about Grown Ups, you're watching it. And it's literally like these people with normal ass lives. It's all these families with kids with normal lives going up to the lake house that's not even that expensive and just having a weekend and reconnecting. And let's say the movie was a real thing, they're gonna remember that for so long because it's like they all are just having fun and love each other. And then remember, the fucking guy moves back to his hometown and lives with all of his friends and family. And I'm like, the movie's so simple. Anyone in life can go do what those people are doing in that movie. And we all love it so much because it's like, that's what life's about. Just those little moments of fun. I put so much pressure on myself of I'll go and have a weekend. And then I'm like, okay, wait, but that weekend wasn't my reality while it's some other people's reality. And it's like, no, it's not. Everyone's still waiting for the fucking weekend. What do I mean? And I think it's just, I for so long have lived through other people and I haven't really been like looked in the mirror and been like, what the fuck do you want? Like, what makes you happy without other people? Keep in mind, don't isolate yourself too much, because I think, especially going through breakups, I think you can isolate yourself to a point of like being completely not okay because you're forcing yourself to be alone. And I think if you are especially a people person a little bit, you shouldn't force yourself to be alone all the time. But I think it is good to be like, all right, what are some hopes and dreams of mine? What are some things I want to kind of work towards? And don't work towards them because you're like, once I get there, I'm going to be fucking happy, because that's not always the case. But it's just like, what can I do every day that's going to make me lay down at night and be like, you know what? I had the choice to get up today and try, and I did, and things are getting better. I was listening to this one guy's podcast and he was talking about like seasons of life, and he was like, we get put in seasons of life almost out of our control. And he wasn't talking about God, but I personally believe God puts us there. He puts us in certain situations, seasons of life, because we need to be there. And I literally today sat in my room and I covered my eyes and I was crying, and I look up and I was like, God, please tell me what to do. Please tell me like what my next move is. Anyways, okay, no more tears. I'm alive. I was looking up and I was like, just show me a sign of something, like some direction you want me to go in, something. Because we get in positions where we're like, what the fuck do we do? What the fuck are we doing? And especially being young, I feel like there's so much pressure and so much. The thing is too, oh God, I need to change my tampon. The thing is too, I compare so much because of the life I live. A lot of my friends feel like they can't relate. Like they're like, I don't really. It's just, it's a different position than other people. I don't have this normal career job. It is different. I'm in a different boat than a lot of the people I surround myself with, which is fine. It's just something that I have to learn to be okay with because I chose this path and I wanted it. And what I do a lot is I compare my life to people who I think are alike to me. Like I'll compare it to, okay, what's this girl doing? Or what age did she go through her breakup and how did she get through it? Or when did she move out? Because she moved out at that age. I'm already older than that age. I should be doing that. Holy fuck, she's having kids. Holy fuck, she's having kids. Like, wait, okay, where should I be? And I look at all these other people and what they're doing and what's making them happy. And I'm like, stop. Look in the mirror. What the fuck do you want? What do you want? What makes you happy? Look at your life right now. Look at the things you have in your life. What makes you happy? And I think that's so, so important, because comparing ourselves to other people, we're not other people. We're not in other people's heads. The way that they might process things is going to be completely different than you. Me going through this breakup, I know I have to like really sit back and heal before I'm just out there trying to act like I don't fucking care. And I'm doing a lot better than I was. What I'm doing is working, but I can talk to all these people and I can get everyone else's opinions, but I'm not them. They're not me. The way that someone might have went through a breakup or lost a best friend and the next fucking week had a new boyfriend or a new best friend is like, they got me over it. Like, just look for someone else. That might not be what I need. But it's accepting this season of my life. It's accepting looking in the mirror and going, okay, I want to figure out what the fuck makes me happy. Me, no one else, just me. What makes me happy? What do I like? And like I said, life's not always up here. We have to be down here to enjoy these up here's, and we have to be down here to even have these up here's. What the guy was saying about seasons, he was like, you have to accept when things happen. You're in this season and you gotta push through it. You gotta just keep going. You gotta like really run it. Because if you don't, you're going to either stay there or you're going to find something to fill that void of the season. And then you're going to be right back in that fucking season again. And you really got to just push through these seasons of our life because they help us create the good ones. So it's definitely not escapism season for me. I'll tell you that right now. But with that being said, I looked up at God and I was like, God, what do I do? Please help me. Then I started listening to that podcast. Then I started listening to other things. Then I started talking to other people, comparing my life to other people like I already ran through. And then I was just driving home and I was like, I wish that I just had some sort of guidance in my work field. I was like, I wish that I could just have like a manager or a team or someone who's going to tell me what to do along the way. So I just know, like, I wish I had some playbook of what to do and some guidance. A lot of people I know that have these type of jobs do have that. They have like a team or guidance or a manager that's telling them like, yo, this every day, we got you, or just whatever the fuck. Same thing with like same thing with you know, it's like you fucking play baseball and you tear your fucking ACL and you got to go through ACL. Is that what it's called? Whatever the fuck it's called. And then you got to go through like the rehab process, and then you have the people there helping you through it. And it's just like, you have this like support of guidance of what you're doing. I feel like I have 20 fucking businesses I'm trying to run, and then I'm trying to be consistent with this. I'm trying to do YouTube. And then I also am like, oh, I low key want to be a singer. Not really, but like, I want to do that a little bit. I love doing that stuff. And then I'm like, okay, but I also want to start up like this alcohol brand. And then I'm also like, just want to be fucking happy. And I'm like, okay, it's too much. Like, I need a guide. I need someone to tell me what to do and how to do it all and where I should go and what my passions are. And I'm like, so let's say I did find someone, like someone comes in my life and they're like, I'm going to guide you through social media. Like, I'm going to get you through all of it. I'm going to be right by your side and stand by you. That person isn't always happy. No one's always fucking happy. So they have their lows. Who's their guide? What guide are they watching? Who are they following on YouTube and watching and following their process? Or who are they looking up to in a different workforce or agency or like thing? A fucking therapist. I don't know. Do you guys get what I'm saying? And I was like, this line trickles until someone finally down the line of guiding each other goes, oh God, it's God. I just trust God the whole time. And I don't know why, but that just popped into my head. It just popped into my head. And I was like, that's so true. Like, it's so true that like God is just right there and he's like, I got you. I don't know why it makes me so emotional, but it does. That's like the one thing that brings me peace. And I just wanted to share that. I don't know. I felt like I needed to. The guide thing just really got to me. I was like, he is guiding me through life. He's putting me here for a reason and it's gonna be fine. And I'm not making any moves without him right there being like, I got you. Like, I'm holding your hand. You're good. And it's just, if we would all realize that more, I feel like things would get a lot easier. Not saying that things just get easy once you realize that, but I think it does help so much. And this morning I just like got out my Bible and was just reading, and it just helped me so much. So just wanted to share my Holy Spirit with you. It was like overwhelming. Like, I was like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah. He's great. Trust God. And something my mom said to me too, and like, she looks at me yesterday and she goes, hey, I promise you. She was like, it's really not that deep. It's really not that deep. For a second, I was like, fuck you, mom. But I was like, she's right. Like, it's not. It's really not that deep. And I also, I don't know why I thought about this too when I was driving. Oh, what would I do without my mom? Like, my mom's right here and I got her and I love her. And not to like say, think about those things all the time, but they are good to think about. There's so many things in our life that we overlook all the time that are just little miracles and things that do make us okay. And we're always looking for other things to make us okay. And all we really need is just God. For me, God comes first, family comes second, always, no matter what. And I think that's so, so important. And I think too, recently I talked to so many people about like what goes on, because I want different opinions, and no one's being like mean. People are just like, hey, here's some advice that I have for you. Or just, it's nice. People are reaching out of nowhere being like, hey, like, I just wanted to say this is something, whatever. And I'm like, no matter what anyone says, it's not going to change what God has planned. No matter what anyone says, no matter what I want to overthink, God's plan is God's plan and there's no changing it. God's plan. Is that
I had to go take a little potty break because I thought I bled through my pants.
Oh my God, guys, we're so TMI. God's plan.
Anyways, I wanted today's episode to be so fucking fun and great and awesome and not deep. And I was so ready to be like, it's everything's good. We're fucking thriving. We're slaying the game. No more sadness. And I was like, damn, I just got to keep it real. Like, that's not me today. It's not me today. And that's fine. That's fine. But we're working towards this shit and it's going to get better and we're going to get better and we're going to do it together if you're hurting too. And even if you're not and you're like, fuck, Sadie, I just wanted to fucking laugh today. I apologize, but we're going to have laughs. There's no rush. There's no rush. I want to really come on here and be like real, because if I'm not, it's fake as fuck and I don't want that for you guys. I'm not going to lie. The first fucking clip of me in this, I was literally so stressed out that day and cried right before I came to film this. I need to stop fucking crying. I'm a pussy. But I want to come on here and give you advice and give you guys fucking like learning lessons I've received. And just like, I need to live a little bit more. I need to heal a little bit more before I can come on here and spit some fucking fire. And trust me, I'm going to be able to, because I had stuff planned out. And I think honestly, I did a little bit this episode. We got to trust God. We got to trust God. We have to trust ourselves. We have to fucking think about what we want. We have to think about what we want. We have to. We can't think about what anyone else is wanting, what anyone else is doing in their lives to make them happy, because they're not you. What do you want? And that's hard. It's not that simple. If you guys know what I'm talking about, I love you. It's hard, but finding your own happiness is so awesome. It's so awesome. So fucking awesome. And it's weird because I always like, I'm such a person that I ask people all the time, I'm like, are you happy? Are you happy? Do you think they're happy? And I'm like, damn, is it because I'm not that happy? Is it because I'm like also trying to find my own happiness? I don't know. But we're healing. We're doing a lot better. We really, really are. With everything you guys have just been DMing me and saying to me, some girl pulled me aside at this frat the other night. And she was like, oh my God, like you're actually my best friend. I can't believe I'm meeting you. And I felt bad because I was kind of in a rush. And she like came back up to me before she left. And she was like, hey, like, I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing because you really don't know what you're doing. Like, not like you don't know what you're... She's like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, bitch. No, she was like, you don't understand what you're doing for like people like me. And I was like, fuck, like, don't do that to me right now, Rebecca. I don't know if that was her name, but I was like, fuck, life just has seasons. And with this fucking job, you guys are going to see it. You're going to see it. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real with you guys always. And I just want to be a best friend to you guys, because that's all you've ever been for me. And back to the Jesus talk a little bit. Really thought about this today. I like went and clicked on my DMs just out of nowhere randomly, and some girl DM'd me, and she was literally like 13, and she's DM'd me since June, just going, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Like every other month. And I'm like, what? I don't know. I just like encourage everyone to really grasp that in their life if they can, because I've had people say to me, I did not have that at all. And you would talk about it on your podcast, like nonchalantly. And I just nonchalantly got into it, and it is so peaceful, and it really, really is. I promise you guys that. And I feel like I used to be scared to talk about it, and I'm just like, why was I scared to talk about something that's only going to bring so much joy and peace into people's lives? So highly encourage that for you guys. And I just want to say, when I was 13-14, down motherfucking bad, down bad, like that was a part of my life I'm honestly glad I was not in the public eye for, because it was not good at all. And I was so young. And I was so scared of my future. And I knew I wanted to do this stuff so badly. Like, I was like, felt like such an outsider to the whole world, which is weird because now I have this and I still do. But I felt like such an outsider to the whole world and was like, I just want to do this. Like, I want to go online and be someone in the public eye. I literally was going to fucking acting classes because I wanted to be an actress so I could then start a YouTube channel and gain a following because I was already an actress, and then ditch acting for the YouTube channel. Like, I've been wanting to do this stuff for so long. And I remember one night specifically laying in my neighbor's driveway on my skateboard, just looking up at the sky and being like, God, what do I do? Like, what's gonna happen? Because I'm scared for this life that I feel like I'm gonna wind up having that I don't want.
look where he put me. Like, literally, look where he put me. And I'm not saying that we can sit down and lay on our skateboards in our neighbor's driveway and go, God, I just want that $5 million mansion on the beach, please. But it's like, he puts us in places that we're supposed to be in. And I genuinely really, really believed this is where I should be. And it is where I should be. And that's why he put me here. And it's like, there's been friendships where I've lost friendships or even relationships where I'm like, I feel like I should be in those. Like, I just want that back in that period of my life back. And it's like, that period ended for a reason. Not to say you can't always go back to those periods, but if you feel like it's not right, it's probably not. And that's why God took you out of it. I swear, I just needed to talk about God today. So yeah, that's that. What a fucking switch up. You guys probably like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, damn. I think that's dirt from my sock. I thought I was bleeding, but it's not. Okay, anyways, we're going to talk about question time now. Question time is always so fun for me because I don't know why you guys are asking me this stuff, but I love it and I love answering this stuff. Okay, this person said, basically my whole friend group is dating. It's like three guys dating three of the girls. And now me and a few others keep getting uninvited to things because we are in a relationship. I love my friends. Just at this point, I don't know if it's worth having to deal with all the relationship drama. Toughity, toughity, tough. So actually, I'm kind of in a similar boat, except there's not really drama. But I feel like my good girlfriends, they're both in relationships. And their whole friend group is kind of like a relationship friend group too. And one of my other girlfriends isn't in one. And it's definitely hard for the people that aren't in their relationship because they're like, fuck, I'm the only one not in this. So it's kind of like switching your mindset of being like, okay, I think it's a big thing when everyone around you is in relationships and you're not, but you're like, I don't really want to be, because you're like, but should I be? Because everyone else is, and you get in your own head about it. I think first figuring that out, because if you're like, I don't want a relationship right now, it's almost kind of like, maybe it's just not the right friend group for you at the moment. And eventually, if that shit gets broken apart or stuff does happen, those friendships can rekindle, but that just might not be the right group for you right now. And I think too, you saying that you have a few others that are with you and you guys keep getting uninvited from stuff, do your own thing. Just like try and do your own thing. But I totally get that. I feel like a lot of people I know right now are dating and it is like, ew, can someone break up? Okay, someone said, my guy best friend has like been in love with me since third grade and I've liked him on and off, but I just got out of a long-term relationship because my boyfriend cheated on me. Fuck him. He was my whole world and TBH, I still kind of love him, but he absolutely hates me, has blocked me on everything and talks so much shit about me. But then when he talks about me to his friends and all the stuff he says, it's so sweet. So I'm trying to move on and my guy best friend would probably be so good for me and he would treat me right, but I don't know if I'm completely into him. We've made out a couple times and then I stopped things because it felt like I was going too far, even though I wanted to. My ex is still in the back of my head 24/7. Yeah, so this is like a big part of breakups and moving on, I think, because I think when you're really, really in love with someone or in a deep relationship, you can't get out of it and just fucking flip a switch and be with someone new, unless that's just how fucking life worked for you and God had that plan for you. I think if you're even having some doubts about this guy best friend, he might treat you so well. And honestly, fuck your ex for cheating on you. You have to get over him though first before you can fully move on. And that's, you have to do that, to be fair, even to this new guy who might treat you right, because you don't want to start off in this relationship not being completely stable and then being like, fuck. Not saying you can't hang around with this guy, but maybe just be like, hey, I'm really just not ready to hop into something new. Like, I was in a however long relationship and I just really need to heal on my own before I hop into anything, but I want to keep hanging out with you. Like, let's just take a step back. And then I think taking a step back from that and trying to heal on your own will make you realize what you want as well. Because that's something for me, is I don't like being sad. I don't like being in these fucking stages of life where it feels weird. And I like being around people. I love it. I don't like being alone. I genuinely enjoy being around people. And I'm trying to force a lot of like friendships and just things in my life right now, I feel like. And I'm like, I need to just chill the fuck out and be patient and just like kind of find my own happiness before I'm just flipping on this switch of like old Sadie's back, if that makes sense. So I think really spending some time kind of to do your own thing, heal on your own, and then kind of step into new beginnings is always smart and healthy. How do you find a good guy? Their personality is like shit, so that makes them a 0 out of 10, and they want a lot of girls at the same time. Like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You just have to be patient. Like, it's so fucking annoying. And I always just say to people, imagine being like 35 and trying to date right now. Like, imagine getting married, going through a divorce, and then trying to date. Like, that's got to be so fucking hard too. Like, think about it. Like, your dating pool, like, almost everyone's together and you're just like, what the fuck? I think being young, you just have to realize there's a lot more to come. There's a lot more coming. And even just being older, it's like, once again, the God thing for me, I feel like if I was 35 going through a divorce, I would be like, God's going to figure it out for me. God's got me and I just have to trust that. This is about a relationship. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 3 years. Our relationship has been struggling and we broke up for like a week, but we ended up texting again and somehow ended up back together. I am happy with him at times, but periodically there's times I'm not. There's just always the unknown of whether or not I would be happier without him or if I need him. I'm so lost in the relationship and what I want. Yeah, I mean, that's tough. It's so, love is fucking hard. Like, I don't know why no one told me that. Love is so difficult and so hard. And I think the biggest thing you have to really sit back and think about is like, do I want this person or do I feel like I need this person? Because something, I want to do a whole relationship episode about like being single, how to be single, because I think it is something that a lot of people struggle with, is they get so comfortable and then they don't want to leave. And I think finding out whether that's the case or not is something you have to do on your own. And that's terrifying and that's scary, but it's like you have to do that on your own. I can look back on like my ex from high school, and I remember when he was like, I don't want a relationship right now. Like, I just don't want one after wanting me for so long. I was like, oh my, like what? I was so, that was like all I really had at the moment was just him. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is fucked. Like, I want him back so bad. Like, what if I never find anybody else? That was my thing, is I was like, what if I never find anybody else? And him and I now are like, how are we so down bad about that? Like, why did we think that was the end of the world? I remember in those times of healing, I was like, he's the only fucking person for me. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm never going to meet anyone else. Fuck. And it's just, you have to be on your own to figure that stuff out. I genuinely do believe that. Okay, well, I love you guys so much. And thank you for listening. I apologize. I don't want to be that depressive fuck that comes on here every day and talks about feelings, but I'm just being fucking real. I'm keeping it a buck with y'all. Dead ass though I am. And it's all gonna be fine. It's all gonna get better. It's all gonna be okay. Peep my hoodie. That got fucked up. So we're getting new ones, but this is coming soon. It's all gonna be okay. Trust God. It's really not that deep. We're good. We're so good. No worries. Don't worry. Go watch Grown Ups. Dead ass, go watch Grown Ups, because that always gets me through it. Okay. I love you. Bye.